Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now, Maggie, I think we've got another guest on the line. If you just wind him up, you should be able to hear him.
Shall I wind him up?
Do I wind him up, see if we can hear him?
Okay.
Here we go.
Afternoon, Vic, how are you?
Maggie, I wish somebody would help me make it through the night. How are you and how is everybody? Okay on the island?
We're all fine, thank you. All looking forward to seeing you. By the way, this is Vic Gallucci, who's organising the Great Big Car Extravaganza.
Hi, everybody.
So what are you going to tell us about it, Vic?
Well, what we're doing is now we're going to, because of the popularity of the show, we've had to book cars in very early. This is quite early this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a massive amount of vehicles arriving. Great cross section of cars. We've actually also, once again through public demand or children's demand, having a massive Star Wars contingency coming.
Right.
Which will be absolutely brilliant. And also what I call our classic car girlfriend, a lady called Sarah Crabtree, who was in a TV series called Bangers and Cash.
Oh, right. Oh,
she's a blonde girl. She's very popular, Sarah, you know. So she's going to come along and do some PR work. You know, and we've had just tremendous support from everybody. I try and do the show on a very economistic way, because obviously money is tight now.
That's a big word. Economistic.
Don't ask me how to spell it.
So, how many cars do you think you're going to come in over, Vic?
1,000. So, what I'm going to do, we're going to split them up. Some people will come on the Saturday and the Sunday. What we encourage them to do is to go, which they do, they go round the island and spend a few quid and enjoy themselves. I'm always amazed at the amount of people that we select each year that have actually never been to the island, or the last time they were there, they were 12 or 13.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, aren't there?
Yeah, there are, actually. However, the show brings a lot of people, and thanks to, like, White Link, they do a tremendous deal for us for the fairs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And Ryde Town Council have been absolutely brilliant.
Oh, that's good.
I need to mention them, because they are hell-bent on promoting, obviously, Ryde and the island. Mm-hmm. To encourage people to come over. And you've got a great island there. I haven't got to say that, but it really is a lovely place to come. You know, who wants to go abroad?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Come here instead.
So this is all going to be on Ryde Seafront, is it, Vic?
It's all going to be all along the Esplanade, in front of the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Also on Eastern Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a tremendous... I used to do the show for 2 days, one day at Newport Quay, one day at Ryde. We've got so big now, we're just too big for Newport Quay, unfortunately.
Yes.
And we all also have to have safety in numbers. I mean, on the Saturday, which is the 9th of September, will be for a new charity, I believe it's a new charity on the island, called Mad Aid.
Oh, yes.
They've been going a few years,
We know them.
Oh, they have, I beg you. Well, I've only just heard of them, obviously.
No, they're fairly new,
Yeah. So we'll be doing it on the Saturday for them.
Yeah.
When I say doing it, all money's collected by them, not us, goes directly to them.
Okay.
And on the Sunday will be a tremendously worthy charity as well, will be for Mountbatten.
Yes.
Which is based on the island.
Yep.
And all money's collected by them obviously goes directly to them. And I think people want to, they obviously want island charities.
Yes.
Involved, but also we've been asked to put a little stand up for a group of people that do a tremendous job for ex soldiers called the veterans. They're based in Ryde. And they'll be there not collecting money, because won't be collecting money, but they will be giving leaflets away and telling you exactly what they do and how they look after ex-servicemen.
Yes, promoting stuff and awareness.
So and a lot of we've getting a lot of specialist people coming out of the woodwork on the island that have some great cars and great motorbikes that want to be in on the show.
Well, that's good.
So it will be you'll have a great 2 to 3 hours wander down the Esplanade.
Yeah.
Do a bit of Star Wars stuff. You can put your Stormtroopers outfit on.
How did you know I got one?
Well, do you know, I've still got my old one. I've had it now, because I was one of the original Stormtroopers in the first three movies.
Yeah, you were.
I'm going back a long time now.
Well, only a few years.
Yeah, I mean, I wear it on the odd occasion when I walk down to Kingston and people laugh at me, so I quickly run home with it.
It's Stormtrooper Vic, that one. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, to me, it was round about 18 months' work. You'd never dream of the phenomenon that it's turned out.
No. I understand that, yeah.
It's amazing,
but,
yeah.
However, it's not to detract from the classic car show.
No.
It's just the kids come with mum and dad. Oh. And they love it.
It'll be popular, don't we worry.
So is there an entrance fee? Or?
No, there's no entrance fee. No, never has been, no. What we do is we work solely on... We've got great people like Corals Coal.
Yep.
That help us pay for a few things.
Good.
We've now got a new sponsor called A-Plan Insurance.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which are based in Newport.
Right.
And they are doing it directly within their commercial department.
Yeah.
We've got great people like the County Press, yourself, that help us promote the event.
We do our best.
Well, I've always said this, and I said it to Ian a couple of times. Every time I go on your radio program, within an hour, the phone doesn't stop ringing. People
booking in. You better clean your ears out then.
People do listen, and we do appreciate it, you know.
Yeah.
It has a loud voice on the island because people like it.
So when is it going to be?
The show is the 9th and 10th of September.
In Ryde on the seafront?
In Ryde, all along the Esplanade. Well, it'll be outside the bowling alley.
You won't be able to miss it.
Eastern Garden.
Yeah.
All along the Esplanade. Everybody's looking forward to it, so it'll be a great show, you know.
Yes, it will.
How can people find out a bit more of it?
Sorry?
How can people find out a bit more about
it? Well, when you say find out a bit more, what we try and do is the county press give us a lot of write-ups.
Right.
If people, you know, I do two or three interviews on your radio station,
yep.
Which also has a loud voice.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong here. I'm not really interested in the Islanders. Do you know what I'm
interested
in? No, I know
what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the mainlanders to bring them over.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we do.
All I meant was, Victor, do you have a website or a contact detail?
Oh, well, if you put in, if you go on Google, you've only got to go on Google and just put in Classic Car Show Isle of Wight videos, everything will crop up.
That's what
good.
We want.
Brilliant.
Everything will come up there. I mean, we have around about... I've got a great guy called Grant Ford, who is a classic car aficionado, and he's written for classic cars and all that, and he has a website. We get all through the lead into the show around about 240,000 hits.
That's a lot of
hits.
That's great.
Yes,
I'll tell you what, we've got to move on in a bit, but can you come back in a bit nearer the time to do another interview?
I certainly will, and we do appreciate this little plug.
It's a pleasure.
We're April, nearly May now. We'll give it a couple of months, and we'll give it another push in the middle of the summer.
That's great, yeah. Lovely.
Thank you, Vic.
No, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.